Most Olympians dream of winning gold in one sport. Esther Ledesca dreamed bigger. In 2018, the slalom snowboarding world champ shocked the world by winning alpine skiing gold on a pair of hand-me-down skis. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Growing up in the snowy Czech Republic, Esther Ledesca is skiing at age 4 and snowboarding soon after that. Because skiing and snowboarding require different skill sets, people usually choose one or the other, but not Esther. She chooses both, which means cutting her potential training time for each sport in half. For a normal person, this would prevent them from ever reaching an elite level of skiing or snowboarding. There just aren't enough training days in the season. But Esther Ledesca is not a normal person. In 2016, she wins a gold medal at the Snowboarding World Cup. And in 2017, she declares she's going to be the best in both of her sports, skiing and snowboarding, at the Pyeongchang Olympics. Everyone says it's a terrible idea. Esther's never won a single international skiing competition. Her career best score is 19th. Because of this, no one wants to sponsor her ski career. If Esther wants to ski at the Olympics, she has to rustle up her own equipment. This would deter most athletes, but Esther works it out. American Olympic champ Michaela Schriffen has sponsors and brand new skis, and she's happy to give Esther last year's models. In 2018, 22-year-old Esther shows up in South Korea with hand-me-down skis and an all-do-it-my-way mentality. Her first event, the Super G. Short for Super Giant Slalom, it's an alpine skiing speed trial where skiers race through a series of fast turns marked by big flags or gates. Each athlete skis one at a time in order of how likely they are to win. Esther is 26th, aka not likely to come close to winning. The favorites? American Lindsey Vonn, who almost falls, and Austrian Anna Veith, who's near perfect. So perfect, NBC calls it. Anna Veith is the Super G gold medalist. But Esther Ledesca hasn't even skied yet. How awkward. That's when you know the experts think you have zero chance at winning. No one thinks the Czech snowboarder here on a lark can beat the Austrian speed demon. Still, Esther straps on Michaela Schriffen's old skis and hits the slope. The deeper into the run she gets, the faster she skis. She has nothing to lose. If she crashes, she's just done what everyone expected her to do. So she really goes for it. She can afford to be reckless, and it pays off. Soon, her time eclipses the athlete in third place, then the athlete in second place. And then, in the last few seconds, Esther creeps up on Anna Veith's time, which everyone thought was the gold medal run. Esther crosses the finish at 1 minute, 21.11 seconds, the best ski run of her career. As Esther sees the time, confusion crosses her face. That can't be right, she thinks. She looks to her mom in the audience, who also looks confused. Maybe the scores aren't final? The score reads that, by 1/100th of a second, Esther has won. Officials confirm it. Yes, Esther has just won, and she is the new Super G gold medalist. Amazed, she does her post-win media interviews in her ski goggles. She didn't put on makeup that day. That's how much of a surprise her big win is. She really didn't think she'd be getting interviewed and be celebrating. And she doesn't celebrate long. She now has a real shot at making history. The next week, she's competing again in the snowboarding parallel giant slalom. Unlike the single run of the alpine skiing Super G, it's a series of one-on-one races where Esther and her opponent curve around colored flags on identical side-by-side courses. And in the final race, her run is nearly perfect. And Esther wins by 46/100th of a second, earning her second gold medal. She did it. With this, Esther becomes the first woman to win gold medals for two different sports in the span of one Winter Olympics. And she no longer has to wear hand-me-downs. She is fully sponsored in both sports. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, among the many sources we used, we found coverage by the Olympics and NBC incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. More incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.